Africa has 13% of the world's people, but only 2% of global trade. President Bush and the five African leaders he will meet during his visit here generally agree that the continent must increase its share of the global economy. But there are disagreements about whether the United States is doing enough to help African producers. As he travels across Africa, Mr. Bush is expected to make a case that a law that the U.S. Congress approved 3 years ago, the African Growth and Opportunity Act, has made it easier for Africans to sell their goods in the United States. One of the major features of the law, known as AGOA, is that it eliminated duties for manufacturers in many African countries. Here in South Africa, the automaker BMW is one of the companies that has benefited most from AGOA. Last year, BMW's South Africa plant exported 25,000 of the 50,000 cars the plant produced to the United States. BMW's managing director in South Africa, Ian Robertson, says his company decided because of AGOA to increase production.
And then when AGOA came around, we stepped up our U.S. exports from effectively 2,000. And in essence, we've gone from 1998 to 12,000 units to 55,000 units last year. So we've quadrupled the size of our business, and of that, the largest part is now under AGOA.
Mr. Robertson says the increased production has allowed BMW to create 900 new jobs in South Africa. To be eligible for tax preferences under AGOA, African countries must show they are making progress towards a market-based economy and the rule of law, and following economic policies that will reduce poverty and protect workers' rights. 38 countries this year met these criteria. But critics say only a few of those countries have actually benefited from the law. According to Oxfam Great Britain, which operates aid programs throughout Africa, of the 38 countries eligible for tax preferences, only 6, including South Africa, have actually increased their exports to the United States. Oxfam also says that U.S. agricultural subsidies to American farmers, particularly in cotton and sugar, hurts African economies more than AGOA helps. A spokeswoman for Oxfam, Helen Palmer, says the amount of these subsidies overwhelms even new increases in aid.
The overall effect of the U.S. trade policy on Africa is dominated by the way the U.S. subsidizes its own farmers. The subsidies paid to American cotton farmers are worth around $4 billion a year, which is more than the entire annual income of a West African country like Burkina Faso, and a large amount more than the U.S. pays to Africa in overseas aid.
Even though Africans are likely to bring up these issues with Mr. Bush, few analysts expect that it will result in any serious reevaluation of America's trade policies with the continent. They point out that none of the countries most affected by the subsidies to American farmers is on his itinerary. Nicole Itano for VOA News, Johannesburg.